Off the Record with Shivago Lang is sponsored by Royal Fidelity Bank and Trust, Burger King, Royal Star Assurance, Cable Bahamas, Rev Christmas, The Ministry of Health, AML Foods Limited, and BT.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I hope you're great, fantastic. As a matter of fact, doing well. If you want to give us a call at all today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316. That's 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. I should have a special guest today, but we're monitoring to see what happens, but we should have a special guest today. But until we clarify that and iron that out, I want to do something today, but I'm going to do it in the last hour, maybe. But I couldn't help but listen to the continuing conversation about carnival. Okay, but we can get to the carnival. My special guest is here. I'm so delighted that he's able to make it. We've had him on the show before. He's been able to give us some good news and some updates about what is happening with the company. They're a very important company in the country. I've got Mr. Andre Foster, the CEO of BTC, with us today. Good day, sir.
Hey, good day, Shivago, and good day to your listeners. Thank you so much for having me back on the show. It's always a pleasure to be in your company.
No, welcome back, man. Let me give these folks some full disclosure today. You and I have not spoken prior to now, have we?
We have not. Not since the last time I was on the show.
That's right. And I have not spoken to any one of your team members or anything from time you and I last spoke, other than to get the details of what it is we are going to talk about today. But I only want you to know that just today, I had BTC completing its installation of that Christmas special y'all got going on for me today in Grandmama.
That's fantastic. Now, I have to be honest, I wonder which one of those Christmas specials it is. We got so many, Shivago.
Yeah, it's the 99.
The triple play.
The television with 157 channels. I've got internet.
Yes, sir.
Got a fast internet speed, and then the telephone.
That's right. Yeah. No. Listen, we have so much going on for Christmas, and that broadband special is a big one, as you said. I mean, 150 megs of internet speeds, 157 channels, crystal clear channels. By the way, you're gonna love our Flow TV. It has so many features. You know, it has automatic kind of DVR functions of fast forward, rewind, replay. It's an amazing service, and of course, you got crystal clear voice with unlimited calls to the US, UK, and it's not a bad deal at all.
And you know, I haven't been able to try it out yet because I subscribe to the service, because to be honest with you, I'm a BTC customer. I've always been, for a very long time, but as I was doing my transition, having renovated my home, I resorted to a device that I had, and listen, I was so frustrated and irritated with the the continuing buffering. My son, who was schooling, just kept complaining. He said, "Daddy, you know, this is really irritating." I said, "No, I got to go and do something. So I went and talked to BTC, and I have to tell you, it was really convenient. I went to your store, and they said to me, "No. Let me call somebody, and they can come to you because you have your mobile. You have your mobile folk." And so they gave them the address. They came. We connected. I mean, everything was done just in a matter of minutes in terms of the actual sign up and what have you. You know, we had some issues because of the storm, some breakage and stuff. And so the guys had to come in and do whatever installations they had to do. But it was really, really, I have to tell you, very convenient and very efficient.
It's music to my ears, Zhivago. And, you know, look, at BTC, I'm so proud of the progress that we are making as a team. I'm really proud of all of our employees and our contractors and vendors that are supporting the business. And as you've really very eloquently laid out, we've been so focused on making sure we bring a superior fixed services, so broadband experience, TV experience to every part of the archipelago. So you know, we are really trying to up our game from a customer experience perspective. So from the minute you sign up to the minute you get installed, make sure that that is frictionless and you feel like you're just a VIP every step of the way. And, you know, sometimes we don't always get it right, but, you know, sometimes when we get it right, people are just, wow, they can't believe the level of service that they're receiving in the Bahamas, you know. And I can tell you, I'm proud of how we've made that virtual store experience that you're mentioning such an important part of that, you know, because the virtual store, you know, it really means the customers. We appreciate and love our customers coming into our brick and mortar stores, whether you're in New Providence, we're in Grand Bahama, or even in the Family Islands. You know, we welcome our customers into those stores, but you know, it's so easy for us to be able to serve you where you are and for us to come to you instead. And certainly from my perspective, you know, I've seen the benefits where customers are able to call into our virtual store, you know, sign up for the services they want. We roll the truck to get them installed and they're happy. So happy that they didn't even have to leave the house, you know, and, you know, look, it's Christmas time. The streets are getting busier. The mall is getting busier. So, you know, if you have that convenience available to you, why not take advantage of it? And again, you get all these great specials that we have going on for the holidays. So look, I couldn't be more happy to make sure that that's happening across the archipelago. Because again, this isn't just for the big islands. We do the same thing in Eleuthera. We'll do the same thing in the Exumas. It's all about making sure we come to our customers and serve them where they are.
And speaking about getting it right, you know, when I first inquired about this service, I was doing some stuff in Nassau, and your folk were looking at whether or not you were at that particular location in Nassau. When I went to Freeport, the same person was following up on with me on the service, right?
Yeah.
But then I was in Freeport. And so then they asked me where I was, and they indicated that when I gave them the location, they said, after a little bit of looking at the location specifically, they said, "No, we're not there yet. In fact, we're just one corner down from you." Yeah. And then I went into your store, and when I talked to your guy who came to me, he said, no, man, we are here with you already." I was too happy and too delighted to hear that. So here your agents actually updating their information with the customer. That I found was really, really good. Yeah.
Well, and that's the way it should be. You know, look, you know, our customers are the reason why we are here. End of story. I mean, without our customers, we wouldn't have a business. And certainly, I'm proud of BTC as a business, the tenured service that we have as the premier telecommunications provider. You know, we got to continue to uphold our brand, which is one of the strongest brands in the country, quite frankly. You know, this company has served Bahamians for over 100 years, and we're going to keep serving and continue to improve, you know, even in the face of the competition, which, you know, I feel we've got some great advantages over them, way, way better than what they have to offer. And as you mentioned, in Grand Bahama, especially here, and as well as here, I should say, in New Providence, every day we're extending that network, getting more homes covered. You know, we got some 19 neighborhoods in Grand Bahama covered, everything from 8 Mile Rock all the way to West End, completely fiber to the home. And now, of course, with the, you know, as people are starting to really rebuild and get, you know, retrenched back into the areas east of the bridge in Grand Bahama, going back towards McLeanstown. You know, we're starting to build out there too. We got infrastructure that'll be coming out there early 2022. So we're not stopping yet. I've been telling everybody, we have a mission to make sure that the two major islands are 100% fiber to the home, New Providence, Grand Bahama, by the end of 2022. And then we're going to get the entire archipelago done by the end of 2023. So that's our mission. That's our commitment to the Bahamian people, that we're going to bring them the best network experience in the world.
CEO, I'm really impressed with you just now, because when I heard you talking about 8 Mile Rock and going to West, and I was saying, I wonder if this man know anything but Grand Bahama, and then you're going in the East.
Yeah. I've been there a few times.
You're on your game. So you already touched a bit on it. So let's talk about, you know, how you've elevated the network to provide this better service for your customers.
Oh, absolutely. Look, you know, we've had an amazing year. And Javaro, you know, like, as a country, we have had, you know, a tough 3 years, right? You know, we came out of Dorian, rolled into COVID, then COVID 2021, and looks like we have a little hangover in 2022 of COVID. But the one thing we've continued to do is to invest in our network and in our people. And so, you know, our big push this year was to elevate the network so we can elevate our customers' experience. And that kicked off with gangbusters, you know, doubling our speeds on our fiber to the home network, really driving the increased take up of our services, introducing, you know, the innovation of a fixed mobile conversion plan that allowed people to save a lot of money on both their fixed line services, so the services that connect your house, as well as your mobile services. You know, we talked about the plus two and plus four SIMs that you can add to any fixed service and get a postpaid mobile plan for as low as $50 a month, unlimited usage, or $75 a month for two SIMs, again, unlimited usage, including roaming and all that great stuff. So we've elevated those products, but in elevating them, we didn't make them more expensive. We made them more cost-effective. So when we start looking at the value we're adding to our, it's unbelievable. You know, nobody in the country can touch us on the value that our price points bring to our consumers. And we've actually gone bold enough on our website that you can compare our prices to our competition, and you will see how we will save you money. And depending on the plan that you're on, depending on what you're paying those other guys, you could be saving, you know, as much as, you know, $600 a year. You know, so it's really, really impressive the things that we're bringing to the consumers in the Bahamas. And we're not finished yet. We're going to be doing some pretty interesting things in 2022. And we're going to continue to grow this network so that we can get more coverage so everybody can take advantage of these great services.
And I can't stress enough how important that that quality, especially internet services these days, man. When you're managing children who are home on online schooling, you're managing work because you're working remotely, and not just you and the children, but the spouse and so forth and so forth. The demands on that internet is significant. And when you have to deal with slow service, that could be really irritating.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the whole beauty of our fiber to the home network. You know, when we are offering you to your home 150 megabits of service, again, now when we compare that 150 megabits to what our competitor offers, their offering is 30 megabits. So to your point,
it's five times faster.
And by the way, that's our entry level. You know, if you go higher, you know, it goes up to 600 megabits per second. So look, we are offering a tremendous amount of capacity to these homes, and it's all on fiber optics, which means it's fast. You have low latency. I mean, it is exactly what you need when you have a high number of users in the house. And as you said, that's what we see today. Everybody's still working from home. They're learning from home. They're actually entertaining from home, right? Mm-hmm. So all the over-the-top services. So, you know, even though we have our great Flow TV, but, you know, the Netflixes of the world, the YouTubes of the world, mm-hmm. you know, people are on TikTok. And the thing about it is we have a lot of content creators in Chicago, right? So when you're a content creator, you know, you're creating those videos, you're creating those blogs, and then you're uploading content. Well, that's where our network is really supreme, because it actually gives you fast upload speeds to complement those fast download speeds. So listen, you know, like I said, we couldn't be more proud of the progress that we've made. I mean, this year alone, Jivago, we've added thousands of new broadband customers to the BTC network. And guess what? They're going to be coming from one other place. So we're proud of the fact that we're bringing more people back home to BTC, and Bahamians are trusting BTC to deliver again. And I'm really pleased to be a part of that transformation and pleased to be a part of, giving the confidence back to Bahamians that BTC is in the game from a broadband perspective. Because, we've owned everything else, right? We've always been significant on the mobile side. We've been great on our fixed line side. We're great on our business side. But this broadband play for us, that's where there's a real fight for us to try and get some new customers to come home to us.
And, Mr. Foster, let me tell you, I have traveled to the U.S. I have been in resorts with internet services. And I can tell you, my brother, they could talk about whatever these big giant companies in the U.S. provide and so forth. Some of the services have been awful. I mean, the buffering of YouTube, the buffering of the Netflixes, the interruptions in services, et cetera, and so forth. And then we go home and we get exposed to BTC and you're getting this smooth flow, a steady service and what have you. And it's just a wonder to behold.
It's a game changer for us. It's no wonder to me that our competition is trying to follow us very quickly, but we got a good head start. And the big focus for us is, again, we are, from a pricing perspective, we beat them hands down. And we're going to now really start to improve our customer experience. So again, our concierge service, making sure that we are serving customers where they are and making sure that the services are reliable. That's going to be a big game changer for us too. And we're, like I said, we're in it to win it, as they say.
In fact, when we come back, I want to talk to you because you have done a lot of elevating your points of contact, improve your services. And so we want to talk about that when we come back from this break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. And I'm here with the Chief Executive Officer of BTC, Stanley Foster. And we're talking about the year BTC has had and some of the things that have been accomplished and some things they got specially for you this Christmas season. We'll be back after this break.
The lady run into me, marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a...
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Do you miss social events with family and friends? Attending social events or dining in your favorite restaurant? The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is available and you only need one shot. One and done and fully vaccinated for now. The more persons vaccinated, the more these pleasurable activities are possible in safer environments. There are many reasons to get vaccinated, but the most important one is that you and your loved ones are protected. To be safe, continue to wash your hands, wear your face mask, practice physical distancing, and get vaccinated.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
BTC Business's new smart solutions powered by super fast, reliable broadband, you'll feel like there are more versions of you working for you. From website design, development, and digital marketing to promote your business, 24/7 business class support to cloud solutions, security, and more. Multiply your growth today.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, where we are speaking with the Chief Executive Officer of Bahamas Telecommunications Company, Mr. Andre Foster, of the year BTC has had and the achievements in that year and some of the, we get, listen for it, some of the specials they've got going on for you this Christmas. If you want to give us a call at some point, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325 or 4316 or 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. No matter what you do in business, Mr. Foster, you got to have contact with the customer, and the way that contact goes will matter a great deal to the impressions people have about your company. And BTC has been doing something about that. Tell us about it.
Shivago, you are so correct. I mean, when I think about great customer service, when we all think about great customer service, we think about simplicity, we think about ease, we think about the fact that we get what we expected and even a little bit more, right? We want to be wowed. And so our aspiration is to really bring some of that into BTC. You know, we started with some things that are game changers for us, allowing customers to more of a digital experience when they are interacting with us. So we introduced what we call a WhatsApp bot. You know, that WhatsApp bot allows you to interact with our contact center agents to get support and to be able to buy top up all through WhatsApp. So just by WhatsApping 225-5282, you will be able to actually do some really incredible things about getting services installed, you know, finding about new products that we have, and even topping up your services for your prepaid. So that's one of the ways that we're enabling customers to do more self-service. And what I try to share with people, because, you know, we are in a digital age. You know, every time I go in a room and I take a poll, I say, you know, how many people have used Amazon? I mean, every hand in the room goes up. But, you know, when you say, how many times have you called Amazon? No hands go up, right? Yeah. Because they have been able to create systems and processes that people are completely trustworthy of. And it doesn't mean that we're trying to take away personal interactions. We're always going to have those personal interactions with our customers. We're always going to have, you know, our technicians coming to houses. We're going to have our brick and mortar stores. We're going to allow for people to come and touch and feel the products and experience the products in our environment. But some customers really want to have that Amazon type experience. So we're going to be moving, especially in 2022, to deliver more digital ways of communicating and getting services from BTC. You know, our goal is to make it as Amazon-like as possible. Now, that's a big ask because we're talking about a billion-dollar company that's done a lot of, you know, development and engineering to really make sure that that works seamlessly. And, you know, we're going to do something like that here in the Bahamas because our focus is making sure customers get the service when they need it in the way they want to get it. So again, not to say we won't have our brick and mortar stores, but we know that as the future moves forward, people are going to want us to come to them. They want to have immediate response through apps and through devices that they hold in their hands. And we've even expanded that to include things like our mobile stores. So our mobile stores, we got a brand spanking one here in New Providence, state of the art, you know, has all kinds of bells and whistles and even has a kiosk in it. It's just an amazing experience for our customers where they can come in, they can buy product as we go through their neighborhoods and come to them. As I said before, it's really about getting deeper into these neighborhoods so that we can, you know, service better, you know, provide a lot more, you know, opportunities for customers to see us and feel us closer to home. And then, of course, helping them with that transition into a digital realm.
Well, you know, one of your customers, one set of your customers that I think can appreciate when they are getting paid more attention, especially when they look at themselves relative to big companies, are your small business customers. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is that you've been focused on what is to be done for them as well.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, so on the heels, and, you know, we had in October was our small business month, right? And we had our innovation conference. By the way, it was the best innovation conference that we have ever had. It was a great example of where our parent company, CWC, took some great ideas that were born here in the Bahamas and took them across the region. So we had, you know, the innovation conference, you know, in several different countries that we service and highlighting some great things. And, you know, the final, the premier event of the innovation conference was right here in New Providence. And we actually did our pitch competition where a local company won third place. So Caribbean Cuisine, you know, innovation beyond compare. I was so proud to see this young Bahamian couple that took, you know, their ability to do catering and take it virtual, but also incorporate that into the market of Airbnb and creating a service that is available to folks to experience Bahamian cuisine, cook it themselves, or even use their services to learn how to cook it. You know, they were, I think, head and shoulders above the competition. So glad that they were one of the top three. And I think that innovation conference really cemented how important the small to medium businesses is. Because, you know, in these small island nations, you know, we love to service small business. We like the store that's right around the corner. I remember living in Mount Pleasant and mom and pops was my favorite place to go buy 10 cents of salty, right? That is the way we like to do business. So we want to support those small businesses and we want to help them elevate so that they can now go digital, embrace social media so that they can get a bigger following and be more people more aware of their locations and the services that they offer. And I think some of the bundles that we've delivered, which provide website development, even some basic e-commerce, you know, really nice devices, you know, iPhone devices, plus, of course, your broadband, your telephone, you know, it's great packaging. So we're really proud of the fact that we've been able to deliver that as a part of our small to medium business focus for this year. And again, we're going to continue driving more of our new fiber build to make sure that those small business customers are elevated on that new network so they get those greater speeds and greater reliability too.
And you now have a head of small business. So you're focused that much that you have somebody whose responsibility it is to deal with
that. Not just somebody. We have a superstar that we have elevated within our company, Ms. Tanil Simmons. She has done a fantastic job. Tanil leads the small to medium business, and we are seeing just great results. And you know, when her teams who are out in the field come into the doors of these small businesses, they are welcome with open arms. You know, because they know that they're bringing something fresh. They're bringing things that they are able to take and build their business up. So mentorship, coaching sessions, again, the free website development, plus the great telecommunication services that these small businesses need to stay connected with their customers. So yeah, so we got a big focus on SMB. We're going to continue to drive some innovation, help them continue to grow their businesses. And we want BTC to be the foundation that elevates their companies.
All right, I think we have a caller on the line, Mr. Foster. So let me give them an opportunity to call. We have a lot more to talk about, but go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey.
Hi. Go ahead.
All feedback, Mr. Foster. I have a question and a compliment, but I'll do the compliment first. I would like to thank you for your services. I had a lot of issues many years ago through emailing back and forth with you, and when you were a manager. The maintenance area, and now the service is great. I'd like to compliment Mr. Hanna and Pacente. I think technicians, they have worked it through. You know what I've gone through, buddy. This is not just 1, 2, 3. I had a lot of issues, but you were communicating to me through email. This is Mr. Gator.
I remember. I'm glad to hear. Thank you for those
guys, whatever you're going to do for them, please look out for them. Another question and concern of mine is senior citizens. Are you all going to be looking at giving discounts to them? Because I know you have a $99 package, but I think the VAT will take it over $100-some. So do you have anything in the future planned for senior citizens? Because I have quite a bit of friends who are disabled and they're seniors, so I don't know how you're going to work it out for them.
Yeah, no, actually, it's a great point for your confidence in BTC and your confidence of those technicians that have helped you. You know, Vicente and the guys do a great job, and you know, we continue to do everything we can to make sure they get the recognition that they deserve. You know, we have looked at some specific programs for senior citizens. You know, one of the things that we do find with a lot of our senior citizens, quite frankly, is, you know, because they are not using the more advanced features of our services. So they, you know, they just really want the telephone. They just want the basic service. We've kept that price super, super aggressively low. So for us, you know, you can get a phone line on any network that's available to your house for as low as $15 a month. So we kept those prices low, but we also understand that, you know, sometimes these senior citizens are living within a household, or maybe they're living on their own. So what we've said to many families is that look, we now have these great programs like FMC that you can now, if let's say, you know, your grandmother, your uncle, or your sister is really, they just need a phone, maybe they should be looking at a cell phone, or maybe they have a cell phone and it's prepaid, you can bring them onto your FMC plan and pay a much lower price for everybody, and it's fully unlimited. So there's some things that our agents have been, you know, trained to look at what is the right type of product for customers. And certainly I'd love to have conversations with you if there's a specific, you know, search a situation that maybe you have, then we can look at that and use that as a learning for us to provide even more value to our senior citizens. Where, you know, please just drop me a note and happy to discuss it further.
All right. Thank you very much. Mr. Foster, we're going to take a break, but I want to ask you, because beyond looking at your bottom line, BTC is also heavily focused on supporting our communities. And, you know, when we come back, I want to ask you to speak the kinds of things BTC does in that way. And also to the fact that I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I believe that there's no other company that Bahamians have a bigger stake in than BTC.
I believe that would be the case, especially given our ownership is, you know, weighted towards the government of the Bahamas, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, it may not be direct, but it's indirect.
Yeah,
let me come back. I want you to speak to your work in our communities.
Absolutely. Happy to
hear that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host, and I'm here with Mr. Andre Foster, the CEO of BTC. When we come back, we're going to talk some more to him. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
With BTC Business's new smart solutions powered by super fast, reliable broadband, you'll feel like there are more versions of you working for you. From website design, development, and digital marketing to promote your business, 24/7 business class support to cloud solutions, security, and more today.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Do you miss social events with family and friends? Attending social events or dining in your favorite restaurant? The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is available, and you only need one shot. One and done and fully vaccinated for now. The more persons vaccinated, the more these pleasurable activities are possible in safer environments. There are many reasons to get vaccinated, but the most important one is that you and your loved ones are protected. To wash your hands, wear your face mask, practice physical distancing, and get vaccinated.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Babe, you moshed the car?
I ain't moshed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. We're talking at the moment with Mr. Andre Foster, the CEO of BTC. You all have been busy, Mr. Foster, very busy in our communities, helping out organizations, et cetera. Tell us about that.
Always, always. And Shivago, I got to tell you, we just last month finished up what we do, which is called Mission Week. Mission Week is where, you know, our staff go into the communities and we donate time. So we did beach cleanups. You know, we spent time with kids. We fed people. We donated over 150 devices to Ministry of Education in the Abacos. You know, especially the devastated areas where children may have not had access to the school anymore, or they need a device so they can do their online education. So very pleased about that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in addition to that, you know, we've supported over 18 organizations in our communities with donations. And it's just a part of the way that we give back to the communities in which we serve. You know, it's a privilege for us as a business to be supporting the Bahamas and to be the premier telecommunications provider connecting all of the islands of the Bahamas, not just some of them, all of them. Mm-hmm. But I think in doing that, you know, we want to make sure our communities understand and we are part of these communities, and we're thankful to be able to provide these types of donations. You know, we've worked with so many organizations, and I would be remiss to name them all because there's just so many. I wouldn't want to leave anybody out. But look, it's all about how we can give back in these communities and enable kids and enable folks who maybe are suffering from gender-based violence or maybe domestic abuse. The Ramfley Home is one that we've done a lot with. We continue to support youth culture and sports. You know, you saw the big endorsement with Speedy Stevie, right?
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to the next Speedy Stevie, but we're so pleased that he is one of our brand ambassadors, and his story is an amazing one in itself. So, yeah. So look, you know, the things that we do, it comes from the heart. It comes from the heart of all the staff in BTC. And it just kind of shows that, you know, BTC is just not a service provider to take your money. And, you know, we're here to be a part of the community. Like I said, we've been here for 100 years, you know, connecting families, you know, being the one that provided the first phone call when the new baby was born. You know, those are the things that we could, you know, we're creating those moments for our people. And certainly, you know, like I said, I'm so pleased when Mission Week comes around. I'm so pleased when we can do the things that we have, especially around Christmas time. You know, we're sharing the magic of Christmas with our communities, and go a long way, to help a lot of our Bahamians who are in need.
Now, I let's talk about this Christmas residential offer now, because you talked about pricing, and I'm going to tell you, boy, it was a great pricing for me, because I had a data plan. I ain't calling nobody's names, right? It was just a data plan. It was like $140-something, and I hear this huge, right? I'm just saying, this $99.99 plan, this is like super fast internet, plus.
Yep. Listen, we have the most aggressive plans for postpaid on the market. By the way, our prepaid plans, we've done a ton of stuff on the prepaid side too. I mean, we've got amazing offers, double data, you know, and we have things that we put out there, specials every week. Some great specials coming into the holidays, by the way. So you know, your listeners need to stay tuned to our Facebook page and to our social media. You know, visit the store because we're going to have an amazing series of events going into the Christmas. But I can tell you, you know, we talked about our plus plans. We talk about, you know, the devices that we're offering. So you can get a device, a fully functional service when you're bringing your services back to BTC. And then we have great devices going straight up to, you know, the iPhones, where if you're taking some of our postpaid plans, you can get them at a very, very good deal. It's amazing. And by the way, that's cross-pollinated into our SMB. So we talk about our SMB, you know, for a lot of the customers who take our small business plan, they will actually get a free iPhone when they take that plan as a part of their package. So it's all about giving customers a great selection, both from a consumer side, but also from a business side.
Let's talk about the small and medium-sized business offer now, because I mean, think about this now. You're a business, you're trying to operate in the modern Bahamas, and you're trying to be digitally savvy. And BTC is saying, okay, listen, for $229 a month, here's what you get. Up to 6,300 Mbps of super fast internet. Okay. You get an IP address, you get storage, you get hotspot, you get customized website and a free iPhone 12.
Correct. I mean, and again, but you know, if you have to find someone out there just to develop your website, that could be thousands of dollars. Mm. You know, plus the hosting that you have to pay, all of that is included in that plan. Like I said, nobody beats us on value to our consumers. I can tell you that we are so proud, especially on that SMB segment. You know, we are seeing really great take up, especially for customers who have that small business that they're just starting out and they need that help. By the way, that includes, you know, some mentoring and entrepreneurship type training that we do through partners that is included in that. And of course, you know, from the perspective of speed, you just don't get better speeds when you go to those plans. So we're really pleased about that, Jivago. It's a great, great game changer for those guys who are getting into a new business or even have an existing business that want to switch to something that's much faster than what they've been using in the past.
I could surely see that, because that as a package, that's really
it's a game changer. Absolute game changer.
Yeah, because so many of those things, like in under ordinary circumstances, you almost also have to go to a variety of vendors to go and try and get it
Correct.
Done. But
Absolutely.
In this instance, you're going to your provider who says, listen,
we got you on your website. We got you on your coaching and mentorship, you know, starting your business so you can be a better entrepreneur. We got you on your speed when you're fixed line to your business. And we also have you on your mobile experience, which, by the way, includes roaming packages and data plans that are just can't be beat. So it's a real great opportunity for that small business. And again, across the archipelago, that's not just available in Grand Bahama, New Providence. You know, if you're in Cat Island, we can offer a very similar solution. If you're in Exumas, we can offer a very similar solution. So it's across a entire footprint.
You know, you're not going to come on the show and Texas aren't going to ask you some questions. So let me give you some of those. Says, please, Mr. Lang asked the BTC representative what's going on in Garden Hills. I was calling BTC for a year now, reference to my internet. My daughter has online class and the internet keeps dropping. Please help me. My daughter cries this week because she was marked absence because of internet dropping every moment. Please tell me what's going on.
Okay, no, so that should not be happening, especially in the Garden Hills area, because we've been in that area on our legacy network. So if the caller can do one or two things, they can shoot you maybe their contact information. I'll be happy to take that one directly and make sure that we get their issue resolved. Okay. And then, like I said, you know, we have an aggressive plan to upgrade all of New Providence in 2022. So we're going to be bringing fiber to the home in the Garden Hills area. So they're going to be enjoying that 100 meg plus speed in very short order, as well as being able to get, you know, that great TV and that great voice service. So if you can get me that information, we'll make sure we got the teams right on it.
Will do. This one says, please tell your guest I'm unable to get this service to my house in North Palmetto Point, Eleuthera, Banks Road. I would love to have it.
Yes, yeah. So Eleuthera, like I was just speaking to a very special person who used to work for us today. I'm sure she's a listener, but, you know, I was speaking to someone who was a senior manager down in Eleuthera. Look, you know, what's happening in these family islands, Zhivago, is just nothing short of amazing. The amount of investment we see coming into Eleuthera and Cat Island, you know, projects that I see happening, and so pleased to see how the government's really embracing getting more people into the family islands. So we are making investments in the family islands in the coming year. In fact, I brag a lot about what we did in the Exumas. We did a tremendous amount of work getting fiber to the home through much of Georgetown, certainly into Ocean Edition in the Exumas, heading towards Forest. We also have done even the little places in the Exuma Keys like Staniel Key, Black Point, all have fiber to the home. So we're coming to Eleuthera. We're going to get there. You know, the big challenge with Eleuthera, as we all know, it's a long, long strip of land. So the infrastructure bill takes us a little bit more time, and the settlements are pretty far spread out, but it's definitely on the radar to get done. And we know that there's a tremendous amount of investment going into, like I said, those islands in the near future. So we're going to make sure that all of our consumers are getting an elevated experience as we start to build into those new developments that are coming into those islands. So hopefully for us, we'll get there. Now, there are solutions that we do offer that the caller can take a look at, like our LTE solution is something they can get from our store, and they should be able to get a pretty good speed on the LTE solution as a stopgap measure until we get that fixed network to them.
All right. Yeah, I got a lot of text there for you, sir, but we're going to run out of time. So I'm going to forward these to you because some of them are quite about people's particular issues. This one very quickly says, good afternoon, Z. Could you please ask Mr. Foster, when can we expect VTC to bring Flow TV to the West Cable Beach area and beyond?
Okay. Listen, we've done some areas in the west of Cable Beach, by the way. So certainly in like the Hampshire Court area, we did Tropical Gardens, we did Sea Beach Estates, we did West Ridge, that would be West Ridge North. All have Flow TV capabilities. So if they're in any of those areas, they should be able to get Flow TV.
All right. Well, so listen, you know, you could come back anytime you want. You could stay as long as you want, but I know that you've got demands on your time, but we want to thank you so much for all helping us understand what BTC is doing and always offering some packages people could, I think, get excited about. Thank you very much, Mr. Andre Foster.
Zhivago, thank you. Thank you for your listeners. And it's always a pleasure to be on your show. So look forward to coming back. And again, happy holidays to you and to your listeners.
Super, super happy holidays to you too and all your staff and family. And God bless, man. We'll talk again soon.
God bless. Thanks. Thanks much.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Zhivago Lang, your host. We've got to go to news. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this.
To take a stand, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
You've heard about the 12 days of Christmas, but this year, Rev is giving you even more Christmas with 31 days of giveaways. Simply sign up or upgrade to Trio or pay your Rev bill in full. Then listen to yours truly, the Natural Empress, and Free Your Mind every weekday to find out if you've won prizes like 50 TVs and up to $20,000 in cold hard cash. Call 601-8992 today. Rev, you and us together.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this wonderful Island Thursday afternoon. So glad that you could join us. If you want to call, the numbers to call are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. Or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me at 3. That's 439-3043. So as I was saying, the issue with the carnival gets curiouser and curiouser for me. Now, okay. As in quote, scandals go, I don't regard this as one of those. I really don't. This is not a corruption scandal. This is not that kind of a thing to me. No, okay. This is a faux pas of administration, right? Really, that's what it is. And it's a faux pas that could have been avoided altogether by doing a couple of things I'll mention in a little while. So it's not something that I'm going to try and drag down an administration for to say you're operating clandestinely and corruptly and all that kind of stuff. No, sir. I'm not going to do that. I'm also not going to regard this as an issue of dictatorship. I mean, honestly, first of all, let me say this in fairness. Dr. Minnis, former prime minister, member of parliament for Kanani, demonstrated a level of effective. He did. No question about it. I listened to him as he had his back and forth with Dr. Davil, and he clearly understood the process the Ministry of Finance has, and he articulated that very clearly, I thought, in the exchange that I saw. All right? This notion of the prime minister being a dictator, I mean, come on now. Please. That was laughable to me. But anyways, he did a good job in bringing this matter forward. And I think that the question that he raised in regard to the allowance of the carnival in the context of the pandemic is a legitimate question. You might question whether he should be asking that question, but that's a different story. But it is a legitimate question as to, first of all, understand, has the carnival's dynamics been considered in the context of the pandemic, and what are the protocol provisions that ought to be put in place if the carnival is going to be allowed to operate? Let me say from the break, I, for one, with appropriate protocols, have no issue the carnival being here if we can be satisfied that they can operate the carnival with sufficient regard for the pandemic, okay? And quite frankly, we are operating our economy in ways that really to suggest that the carnival can't happen is to really stand in stark contrast to the fact that we have opened our economy, we hope, to millions and millions of tourists who will be crowding our hotels, crowding our recreational facilities and the like. And any single point in this country, inclusive of domestic activities, including church services and the like, can be a super spreader for us. All right, that's a reality. We are relying on compliance with protocols to keep back the spread of COVID. And there is no reason that a carnival couldn't have the same kinds of protocols operate. They got in the United States of America, malls open, and all the Walmart and them open, and Bahamians and all kind of them people are in them places in great numbers. So sorry, health professionals, whoever you are on the council and boards, I hear you, that's your view. You're more enlightened than me in any of this matter. I hear you, but I am not quite buying into the rationale, especially in the aftermath of this faux pas, that the carnival should not be allowed, because that should have been dealt with before the carnival got here in the Bahamas. Okay, now, that said, listen to me, folks. You live in the Bahamas. As they say, we live here, we work here. Some of us have worked in places in the Bahamas. The gentleman who called on McCartney's show, who said he was a representative for the carnival, and I can guarantee you, almost guarantee you, but let me don't say that. The gentleman who called the show, he told you, and I think rightly so, he said, listen, before those people left the United States of America, they had to do some things in the United States of America, and they had to do some things in the Bahamas before they could bring their equipment and their people to the Bahamas. Okay, bring millions of dollars of equipment, big, huge, bulky equipment into the Bahamas, and Bahamas Customs is not going to have some basis on which to allow you to do so because they have legal requirements to fulfill in order to allow you to do so. Okay? You are not going to bring people here in COVID who have not been authorized to be here because the carnival doesn't come without its people. That's not going to happen. And I'm sorry, I hear Mr. Clint Watson speaking on behalf of the office of the Prime Minister. I'm sorry, sir. The Prime Minister's office doesn't approve these kinds of things at all. Not ever. Nonsense. Approve them for what? In order to import equipment in the country, that's not an Office of Prime Minister deal. That's the Ministry of Finance. In order to get people in this country properly landed, that's not an Office of the Prime Minister deal. That is the Ministry of Immigration. To have people comply with the health protocols of the country. That's not the Prime Ministry of Health under the Department of Public Health. So saying to me, the Prime Minister did not give the approval. Well, no, didn't approve it as in license it to be done. No, but as Minister of Finance and the Ministry of Finance, not the Prime Minister, but the Minister of Finance would have had to have a role to play in that. And if the Financial Secretary or anybody in the ministry acted, they acted under the auspices of the Minister of Finance, who happens to be the Prime Minister, period. So just because a man who doesn't know our country's governmental structure goes and says, well, the Prime Minister gave us approval, he is only speaking as a person less knowledgeable about how things actually work in the country. All he knows is, and I can tell you, that man ain't volunteering that the Prime Minister told him. Gave us approval. He ain't volunteering that because he just wanted to say that. to his understanding, whoever communicated to him, listen, we talked to the prime minister and them, and we're straight. Now, let me tell you why, how he could come to that conclusion. He's got an agent on the ground, a Bahamian agent. That agent on the ground knows Progressive Liberal Party administration under the Free National Movement administration knows that I have to go and tell the head of the party, the prime minister, the leader of the party, in this instance, Mr. Davis, or in the other instance, the Dr. Minnis, that listen, the carnival is getting ready to come, and you know this is a means by which we get funded annually, and so I need to know what the deal is, so forth and so forth. And the prime minister may have said, I don't see why that should be a problem, X, Y, and Z. And he goes ahead, does all his paperwork, does what he has to do, et cetera. They get landed, they get approval here in that regard. And so from the man's point of view, the PM said everything is straight. And why wasn't everything straight if the PM said so when I got all the paperwork into me from all the places I needed to have the papers in from so that I can set up a Fort Shannon? That is not going to happen without authority. It's not. You've got a whole police force, a whole defense force, a whole customs department, a whole immigration department, all allow all that stuff to set up in Fort Charlotte. And ain't nobody authorized them to do so. Come on, man. I have a bridge to sell you if you believe that. Not so. And you heard the letter read. By one, I haven't seen it, but then those people had whatever authorizations they needed to believe that they were legitimately capable of operating here. Now, in the aftermath of calls being raised about the matter, the Minister of Health said, well, we ain't getting no authorization. Well, first of all, what he said, the words I heard was, they have not been given final approval. That's what I heard from his lips. Final approval. Well, if they haven't been given final approval, how they got through customs? How they got through immigration? How did they get to be able to do all these things? How did they get a piece of paper saying that they will approve? How did the Progressive Liberal Party get a piece of paper as is standard form to be able to do this? How did he get all that stuff? Was it forgery? And if they weren't approved and they have been able to land and set up here, spend all that money to land and set up here and they did not have been approved, where's the arrest warrants? Where are for illegal landings? What kind of country are we running if none of that has happened and now these people got to pack up and leave? Just pack up and leave? Seriously? You got Bahamians in the midst of COVID who were trying to get water to drink in a situation of communicable disease, getting arrested and taken before the courts, and you could have a whole group of people land in the country with their equipment and all that kind of stuff, and all we say is they weren't authorized to be here, and that's the end of it? Seriously? Come on, guys. Come on. 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 let's say what happened. Right? I think it is easy to conceive that in the familiarity of this process of what has been happening for years and years and years and years and years, some people just decided and enthusiastically, especially on behalf of the party, which was going to collect hundreds of thousands as a result of being allowed to come in here, they went ahead and did what needed to be done, but overlooked the fact that the pandemic concerns might arise and didn't do the necessary formalities in order to ensure that all that was clear. Dr. Minnis kind of throw a spoke in the wheel in raising the issue. And now you're scurrying to try and clean the stuff up. Let me tell you something. When Dr. Minnis raised that issue in Parliament, it would have been an easy thing for the Minister of Health to say, I hear the member, And if the member would permit, I shall come back to the member on this issue. Go, and Dr. Minnis couldn't force him to give an answer. He might have tried to create some key in with it, but he couldn't force him to give an answer. The opposition, when Dr. Minnis was prime minister, our opposition asked many questions Dr. Minnis did not answer. Just ignored them. So they didn't have to answer. He could have then gone and caucused with the prime minister and those and said, listen, man, what is happening? Let's talk about what's going on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they could have decided how government to answer the matter. Instead of creating this tempest in the teacup. Because sometimes in politics, we can do that. We know how to do that. We know how to create the appearance of a huge fire. Because the way we handle it as a communication exercise gets messed up. And it could have been handled entirely differently. Now, let me tell you all something. We heard from the press secretary. That's fine. That's great. He represents the prime minister. But why would the prime minister not speak on a matter like this? Why would the minister of finance not speak on a matter like this? Why would the prime minister and the minister of finance not ask even his minister of economic development to speak on a matter like this? Why would you not? It'd be easy matter, easy thing to just come and speak and say, you know what, maybe we handled this improperly in this particular instance like that, et cetera. And here is what's going to happen and here's what's going to happen and we can move on. You know, unfortunately, I know what happens with politics. I know how politicians feel because Bahamian people, the voters, can be really harsh when it comes to your failings. They can be. Even marginal, small issues, Bahamians can be really, really harsh, especially when thousands of them are against you. All right, they're already against you. And they can be harsh, okay? And then they'll get on social media and other places and they will stomp you to the ground. And so politicians have this super sensitivity to this thing that they call popularity. And so they try all they could do to contort so as not to give the appearance of having been anything but imperfect. Or having been anything but perfect. But we know you ain't perfect. We know that sometimes things happen that represents lapse in judgment. We know that things happen that sometimes just represent clumsiness. We know that things happen. And it is better to just be straight and say what the issue is than to have people stare right at you and know. I mean, stare right at you and know. It is impossible for a foreign entity to come and bring visibly huge, massive equipment into the country with their foreign staff, having Bahamian agents working and acting with them, from which a political organization receives benefit. It's not possible for all that to happen, and the state, the government of the Bahamas is not involved. We know that. And now, I mean, seriously, and now we get to say to those people, hell no, you got to go. All your expenditure, all your this, all your that. I don't care. You can't happen. Go away. Really? That's how we do business now? We got millions of tourists coming here now, you know, every day. We're hoping to come in the millions and millions, moving up and down the country in COVID, thousands of Bahamians traveling out of the country, going into the country from which these carnival people come. And we get to say, as a business-friendly environment, hell to the no, you got to go. And that's fair. That's modern, that's sophisticated, that's governance. You're listening to Z Live, I'm Shivago Langios. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. If you like a hearty, meaty burger, the A1 Steakhouse King at Burger King Nassau has it all. With flame-grilled beef, lots of bacon, cheese, and crispy onions on a sesame seed bun, the only thing that can top this is the tangy flavor of A1 steak sauce. The Steakhouse King is a meat lover's dream, and with an ice-cold Pepsi and hot fries, it's all you need to fill your day. Get your A1 Steakhouse King as a combo or part of the new King's Feast, only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Sheila, you okay? I see smoke coming from your window.
Chad, Johnny Moe's burning down the house frying chicken.
Your kitchen is a mess. You have insurance?
If I have insurance, I pulled my phone out, pulled up the Royal Star Assurance app, and in no time, I was on live chat with RSA rep, sent pics of the damage, filed my claim on the spot.
Wow, I don't think my insurance got that.
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
COVID-19 doesn't take holidays off, and neither should you. We can celebrate the holiday season while continuing to follow all public health protocols and regulations. We must also remember to wash our hands and sanitize frequently. Wear our masks, cough and sneeze into our elbows, disinfect items brought into our homes, stay at least 3 feet away from others in public, and remain at home when we're feeling unwell. Let's have a happy and healthy holiday.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. If you want to call us, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can also text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I am not coming down on anybody like that. I am coming down on our handling of this situation. I am coming down on us because Bahamians, we have got to strive daily to be a more sophisticated people. We have to. That sophistication will lend to our credibility, both at home and abroad, and it will enhance our prospects for economic growth and development. Because there is a way to handle things. And quite frankly, on the carnival, I feel like the carnival people are being used as a fall guy for our fouled up process. That's how I feel. That's from what I could listen, man. We know that things get through customs. We know that. Sometimes they get through customs because customs people may accommodate to getting through. Or they get through customs because people sneak and were able successfully to sneak around customs. We know that. We know that that happens, but I can tell you one thing. The Bahamas Customs Department understands and knows that it is a critical part of the integrity of the financial system of the government of the Bahamas, and that's one of the reasons why they are very diligent on their task. And whatever we think, they oftentimes, I can tell you, them brethren ain't letting you do no big thing in the Bahamas if they don't have a backing from the Ministry of Finance. It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen, buddy. No sirree, Bob. So how could we have one branch of government accommodate people having made expenditure to do something in our country? Accommodate one branch. And hell with all of that. You are not going to be permitted to do so. And we cannot more sophisticatedly deal with that matter and come to an arrangement that is more satisfying than that. Really? Come on, man. Come on. We have to be better than that. We have to be better than that. All right? You and I both know that people ain't coming out of somebody called me to say, The people ain't coming out of the United States of America and bringing no equipment here, and America letting them bring the equipment here without some understanding or some awareness of how them people have been authorized to do so. I mean, as a general rule, you put a whole stuff on ship, load them on the ship, you got to clear dockage and all that kind of stuff. At the dock, customs is right there at the dock, right at the dock. Now, let me tell you all something. If customs has not been involved in this matter, then okay, I expect to see the police go and arrest the people I'm from the carnival, and so whoever, for illegal landing. If customs was involved, and you say customs didn't have authorization from the Ministry of Finance or legal authorization to do what they did, then I expect some heads to roll at customs. Similarly for immigration, I would expect some things to happen. If you tell me that they were permitted to come here and set up, but they had a provisional permission to do so, and it was subject to what though? Subject to meeting protocols or subject to the Ministry of Health approving? If the carnival people were stupid enough to come to the Bahamas, set up the equipment, knowing that it was possible for the Ministry of Health not to approve them, then that's on them, and they got everything they deserve if they were stupid enough to do that. But I don't think they're that stupid. I don't think so at all. I heard the gentleman who was their agent call in and say it's the council that made the decision. Now, first of all, sir, which council? You say this the council Minister appointed. Really? Now, as far as I'm aware, there's a medical council. And that medical council, the board members would have been appointed by ministers. But that medical council deals with, as far as I'm aware, deals with like things like the doctors who got to be licensed and the facilities and all that kind of stuff, right? As far as I'm aware. Now, the new administration, the Davis administration, brought into force a new set of laws to govern these kinds of circumstances that we now find ourselves in the pandemic, so that they don't have to use the constitutional powers to do so. My understanding is that in that law, there is an advisory committee established under that law. Well, if there was an advisory committee established under that law, and that law only came into force after the Davis administration came in, then who in fact appointed the members of the advisory committee? Was it Minnis or was it Davis? I submit to you, it had to have administration to appoint that advisory committee. It is not the medical council. The medical council has powers in law to do things. And you will have to, the government, they are part of the government machinery for approvals. This advisory committee is an advisory committee. The government could take its, the Minister of Health could take its advice or not take its advice. But in the law, I understand that was passed, the power belongs to the minister. That's where the power belongs, to the minister. The minister said he will take the advice of the advisory board. That's what I understand. But the power belongs to the minister. The minister serves at the pleasure of the prime minister. The prime minister is the minister of finance. And finance appears to have given authorization to the carnival to come in. How are we operating like that? Let's just keep it clear. I think it's, I don't know the carnival people. I've never dealt with the carnival people. I have no brief to carry for the county at the Commonwealth of the Bahamas as a country operating. And I'm telling you, what I am seeing take place now is as unsophisticated as it can get for a country telling the world, come and do business with us. It is downright unsophisticated. and we should do something about it. We can still fix it. We can still correct the matter. Right? I mean, really? Super spreader? Really? We have ministers of the government. We have members of parliament in the country who interact with hundreds and hundreds of people every day. When these members of parliament get up in the House of Assembly to speak, you know what they do? They take their mask down. When they're ready to speak, when they are listening, they put the mask up. They are in direct contradiction to what we are told is the reason for wearing the mask, which is put it up when you're talking because you want to stop your sputum, which could be infested with COVID, from going on to other people. But in the House of Assembly country, and on the FNM and the PLP side, they do it. At the very top, it is done to everybody else. We take the mask down and talk. And we are concerned about super spread. We got countries in the world with millions and millions and millions of people got their theme parks and other things open, which we, our citizens, are able to go and patronize. We got our country wide open to the millions of tourists. We hope that God comes in so we can get back to some more normalcy in the country in terms of financial operations. And we won't pick on the carnival as a super spreader. Why? Because Dr. Minnis says so? Because he embarrassed you? If you look at the track record of the former prime minister and his handling of the COVID pandemic, you can see many contradictions in the way they did things that reflected the potential for COVID spread. Many things. It just doesn't quite add up. And again, I don't know, God, this is not a corruption scandal for me. But I see what's happening, though. I see your political coverage. I see it. I understand. It's Texas, Mr. Lang. The PLP is in power. You will know when the PLP is in power. I will never forget what Mr. Ingram said. Don't listen to what the PLP says. Watch what they do. Okie dokie. This text says, when Dwayne Sands brought those people in who gave the test kits, he was roasted and eventually resigned. Is this the same thing or even worse? First of all, this is not the same thing at all, because in this instance, the Minister of Health is actually the one who's saying they should not have, they don't have approval. In the second instance, no one is suggesting the people weren't given authority to operate other than the Minister of Health, because I haven't heard from the Ministry of Finance that the people weren't authorized to be here. I only heard from the Prime Minister's office that the Prime Minister's office did not get that. That is not the same thing to me. Thirdly, I told you all on this show that Dr. Sands might choose to fall on that sword if he wishes. But I thought he was wrong to fall on that sword because he did nothing wrong. Because Dr. Sands, as Minister of Health, couldn't land a plane in the Bahamas to save his life. He couldn't land a single individual to save his life. Landing planes belong to the Civil Aviation Department, and landing people belong to the Department of Immigration, and Dr. Sands was authorized as neither. So he took that fall unnecessarily, in my view, but that was his choice. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. At this stage, can anything be done for them to operate? I ask because of your government's experience. Of course something can be done. The Prime Minister, the Minister of Health, the authorities of the Minister of Health could sit down and caucus and ask what could be done to have them operate in a manner that is minimizes risk to COVID spread. They can let the people operate the same way we letting everything else in the Bahamas operate, the church, the the cinema on them the same way, all the hotels, etc. So something can be done. But the politics of this right now is difficult. And I think that that's what stands in these folks' way. And it's, and to me, it's unfortunate. And I can hear in the Bahamian agent's voice the frustration that he is under. But sir, let me tell you something. Don't blame that on no administration appointed council. Nonsense. Nonsense. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. I hear your frustration, brother. I understand your frustration. And I know that you have an alignment in the situation with those who, you know, you have to operate with and so forth. But don't buy that. Don't buy that. This text says, great show as usual, the service. So it says, great show as usual. Question, why are people making such a big deal out of the carnival, misunderstanding it ain't that serious? My brother, if you've been listening to this all this time and you don't understand why people have some concerns, I can't help you beyond that. I'm going to lie to you. Be back. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
If you like a hearty, meaty burger, the A1 Steakhouse King at Burger King Nassau has it all. With flame-grilled beef, lots of bacon, cheese, and crispy onions on a sesame seed bun, the only thing that can top this is the tangy flavor of A1 steak sauce. The Steakhouse King is a meat lover's dream, and with an ice-cold Pepsi and hot fries, it's all you need to fill your day. A1 Steakhouse King as a combo or part of the new King's Feast, only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
COVID-19 doesn't take holidays off, and neither should you. We can celebrate the holiday season while continuing to follow all public health protocols and regulations. We must also remember to wash our hands and sanitize frequently. Wear our masks, cough and sneeze into our elbows, disinfect items brought into our homes, stay at least 3 feet away from others in public, and remain at home when we're feeling unwell. Let's have a happy and healthy holiday.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Sheila, you okay? I see smoke coming from your window.
Child, Johnny Moe's burning down the house frying chicken.
Your kitchen is a mess. You have insurance?
If I have insurance, I pulled my phone out, pulled up the Royal Star Assurance app, and in no time, I was on live chat with RSA rep. Sent pics of the damage, filed my claim on the spot.
Wow, I don't think my insurance got that kind of app.
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
You've heard about the 12 days of Christmas, but this year, Rev is giving you 31 days of giveaways. Simply sign up or upgrade to Trio or pay your Rev bill in full. Then listen to yours truly, the Natural Empress, and Free Your Mind every weekday to find out if you've won prizes like 55-inch smart TVs and up to $20,000 in cold hard cash. Call 601-8992 today. Rev, you and us together.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Let me ask you all a question. Welcome back to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Let me ask you a question. Suppose the Bahamas has a significant tourist boom over the next few weeks. I mean, like just this, the people just decide the Bahamas is the place and just pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring. What do you think we would do? COVID would still be real. Omicron would still be out there. What do you think we would do? What would we say to thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans, Europeans, South Americans, who decided, Canadians, the Bahamas is a place. And we got a boom, a big rush that would fill up our hotels, cause the hotels to tell the employees, please come back, please come back. What do you think we would do? And you say, what would we say? Because that could be a super spreader. Wouldn't we have to find a way to successfully accommodate that rush, even as we are now seeking to do in the uptick in travel that we are seeing? The people who would attend, who would go to the carnival in the Bahamas, they say, people go to church. Anyway, I leave it. This text says, I just got the triple play, but the MPS is only 49 as opposed to 150 and can't get anyone to fix it. So 49 as opposed to 150, where? Where is this? Where is this? Is this in New Providence? Where? I don't know. Where is it? Says Murphytown, Abaco, can they confirm if this area has an issue and same thing? Okay, well, BTC, you have to go and check on Murphytown, Abaco, and check to see what's going on with your upload speed there in Murphytown, Abaco. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing okay. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm okay. I like what you had to say with respect to how this matter can could have easily been resolved, because I never knew how the situation worked until all of this came about. I just thought that the carnival comes in after they get proper approval. And in this case, I know that the minister and the Ministry of Health would have had to be in the final approval. So I said, if the Prime Minister decide to give them the approval to come and find us, Minister of Finance, the substantive minister, but I agree with you, he should have come and addressed this matter instead of allowing it to fester the way it is, because there's nothing illegal about this.
Nothing at all.
There's no illegality about it.
Nothing at all. It's been a long-standing practice, and I hear he has operated. But, you know, Hubert Ingram made this, he spoke about this before years ago, you know, because he would have known about it when he was chairman of the PLP. And then when he became prime minister, he would have understood it. And I think in his transition, he said something publicly about it.
Okay.
All right. So, but you're right. I mean, it really is, this is not an illegal issue. This is not a corruption issue. This is just an issue of a government acting as a whole government as opposed to parts.
Right, because I called in one show earlier and I said that once the Prime Minister would have given an approval, which I considered temporarily and because of the situation we're in the midst of COVID, and the Ministry of Health would really have to sit down and negotiate same thing. So I felt within myself.
Well, let me tell you, I heard you say that, but that's not necessarily true, you know. Let me tell you why. So the Prime Minister, first of all, has no power to authorize something like this. All right? The Minister of Finance may have powers to authorize something like this. See, any power exercised by your ministers have to be exercised in law. So, for instance, if the Minister of Finance has a power to do something and the Minister of Health has a power in law to do something, if the two of them act in contradiction to each other, you now have to resolve that contradiction. And that resolution normally takes place at cabinet. That's the reason for your cabinet meetings every week, is for the Prime Minister as chairman of the cabinet to coordinate the affairs of state every week. So in this instance, as I indicated, it would have been a simpler matter for the Minister of Health to say, you know what, I'm going to get back to the member on that, and then go caucus with the Prime Minister. The Prime Minister may have decided that in the circumstances, we should take the matter to cabinet and fully vent it, and then come to a resolution as to what to do. And now what you come have produced is a government response. But I agree, it's not, I'm not, if you come to me running on talking about, oh, they scandalous and we need to get rid of them and blah, 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 blah. I'm not gonna get on board with you with that. Prime Minister or the deputy needs to step in and approve it. Neither of them have anything to worry about. The people are with the government. Well, again, I won't tell you all. You all have to stop this. Listen, there's no prime minister and deputy could approve it. That's not how government works. The authority to license a business. So what is the carnival? It's first of all a business. In order for you to sell anything in the Bahamas, you have to have a business license. That's the most basic thing. Now, depending on the nature of that business, in order to get that business license, you may have to get some what we call technical permits. That might mean a permit from the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Environment, the Department of Public the Department of Public Works, or that kind of thing, so that you don't get your license until you get those permits. But what you get is a license to do the business. So this nonsense about the carnival, just getting the prime minister approved them, that's nonsense. Nonsense. The prime minister cannot issue a business license in the Bahamas. Cannot. Under the laws of the Bahamas. The business licenses in the Bahamas are issued by the Minister of Finance through a process that involves the Secretary of Revenue. So what the carnival needs is a license. And then you have to ask, what were the conditions of that license? So even the Ministry of Health, you know, gotta tell me under what law or lawful provision are they not approving the carnival? What does that mean? Are they saying that in order for the carnival to get its license, it needed to have had an approval from the Ministry of Health, and we're not issuing that approval, therefore they're not gonna get a license? Well, how in the world they got here to begin with? Where's that license? That's why we got these side street vendors who get picked up or thrown off the sidewalk. Why? They have to have a license in order to operate. So don't let nobody tell you, but oh, the Prime Minister Jessica. If you want a country like that, you need to go and you have to authorize yourself to become an authoritarian state with a dictator. That's not the way the Bahamas operates. So stop saying that. It's helping you, all right? We have another text here. Let me read that. This text says, Mr. Lang, as this foolishness going on, it seems that the Prime Minister and the Minister of Health is not on the same accord. Mr. Davis and Mr. Davil, for the good of all Bahamians, please get it right. We're looking bad internationally. Yeah, you're right. They don't seem to be on the same accord. But I would only say that they're on the same accord now because the Prime Minister didn't come out and contradict anything that the Minister said. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Please hang up now.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. How you doing, sir?
Yes, Mr. Lang. So, the only funds the treasury will get down is the money they have, the carnival person will have to pay for clearing the stuff through customs, and they won't get no money from.
I don't even know that they will necessarily have to pay to customs anything, because you know when you bring something into the country and you're taking it back out, you can have it brought in conditionally duty free.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You will get some license fees because you have to pay a fee for licensing.
Okay.
You know, they might do some purchases here in the Bahamas, so they may end up paying some VAT revenue. But you know, in a lot of these instances, the government doesn't really look for directly what it gets out of it, you know, because it's going to have employment for Bahamians, and that's going to be helpful. It's going to have other businesses that benefit from the spending of those people. So they look sometimes for that. But the big winner is the political party.
Yeah, and then Mr. Lang, you explained that on Monday or Tuesday when you talk about it. You said that the temporary job they get for at least 6 weeks, 5 or 6 weeks or so. Whichever party, and that bring money into them for Christmas too.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and that's always been the case. And let me tell you something. Some of us could scoff at it, but I can tell you, boy, when I lived in Grand Bahama, I can tell you how people scrambled and scurried for those carnival jobs because it was a means for them to have Christmas with their families.
Right. They could make some quick money.
Yeah. And something that pretty much people were enjoying.
Right. Yeah.
See, don't forget now, we look at the carnival and we look at them because people are foreign. But the carnival only could be successful if Bahamians enjoyed them.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
So, yeah. Thank you for calling, man.
Well, I hope they sort it out.
Yeah, it's all like it's sort out now. They're telling the people go home.
Oh, yeah.
So it's sort out.
But boy, they mightn't come back here next year.
Well, you know, I don't know if anybody can cry other than the political parties ain't gonna get that money in their
coffers. Right, yeah, they ain't get that this time.
And the Haymans who normally would get that job ain't get that job.
Right.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate
okay,
you calling. Yeah, man. It's Texas, good afternoon. One thing is for sure, if it is proven that the carnival didn't get permission and was denied operation, someone on the Bahamas has to pay for the carnival return home. Someone has to, it is also possible that someone could be financially liable to the carnival itself also. We got 2 minutes for a call. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
How you doing, Mr. Lane?
Hey, I'm right here, my friend. How are you?
I used to be in the entertainment business. So when you say the Minister of Finance is responsible for letting persons come in the country for gainful employment, I think you are wrong on that.
First of all, let me tell you, I do not have this information. The Minister of Finance, the Business License Department of the Ministry of Finance is responsible for licensing every trade that happens in the Bahamas.
You're right.
Every.
Yes, sir.
So why would you now come on the show to try to contradict me when I said
what
I said?
I might have misunderstood when you said letting people come in for gainful employment.
No, that's not what I said. I said what the government looks for in addition to licensing fees is the employment, the jobs that get created by a business.
Okay, it was a misunderstanding on that. But
that was a big one, my friend. But okay, but hurry up because I got to go. I got 1 minute.
Okay, so what happens is the chain of command starts like this. You put in an application for temporary approval for gainful employment in the country, and that starts with immigration. Immigration gives you that approval. Once immigration gives you the approval, if you have equipment that is to be declared, then customs comes into play. And when they say customs is responsible, immigration is the first chain of commandment for letting persons in the country for gainful employment. Okay.
Yeah, you're talking about something different. In the first instance, the business entity has to have a business license. This is not the person, it's the entity first. So the carnival isn't a person, the carnival is an entity. So the entity has to get a license and approval to come in. It's a foreign entity. It therefore has to have even the permission of the government of the Bahamas, sometimes through the National Economic Council to come in. So this is not about the person, it's about the entity. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabar Line, your host. So glad you could join us today. Listen, stay tuned. God bless you. Nahaja Black is up next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.